Hello, you have reached Local Splash. My name is Diane. How can I help you?
Hello, Diane. My name is Dominic Lamita. I just received a call from you guys and was unable to pick up, I guess. So my name is Dominic Lamita, and you may be calling, somebody may have called because I signed my kids up for semi-private lessons and we were waiting until the opening was available.
Sorry, hello? Sorry, I can't hear you clearly. You sound really far.
Sorry, is this any better?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm on speaker now, and for some reason the Bluetooth was not clear, so my apologies. My name is Dominic Lamina, and you guys just called me, so I was calling back.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dominic. Is this the owner of JDM Electric?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. So what prompted our call to use our data service provider to Google and Bing, and I wanted to speak with you about listing your business on the first page of Google for your categories in your area. So what that means for you is anytime anyone does a search for any of the services you provide, we make sure that they see you as an option for them when they're searching within your service area.
Certainly. Yes. Are you guys a private marketing company?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have a Google listing. I have started the process to set up ads as I'm getting my business active again. But the reason I halted was because I need to do some paperwork with the CSLB in order to I have to reactivate my license. I had it inactive for some. So until I do that, there's nothing that I can do. But can you explain to me your pricing structure or how you operate?
Oh, yeah, it depends on a couple of factors, but at the same time, we place businesses on that first page of Google, and we actually don't get to your competitors once we get you up there at your area or in the places you want to be found for. But this listing is for today. We're calling all over the area and just looking for one. So if you're interested, you have to grab it right now. This is for today.
Mm-hmm. So this is SEO, basically,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, this is
correct.
SEO.
Engine optimization, okay.
Yes,
and it
correct.
Wouldn't necessarily be an ad as much as an advertised listing of my Google business, is that correct?
Yes, we place businesses at the local map section. You know, when you search up there, there's a red dot that's going to pop up, right?
Yep.
So we're going to place you there. There are just a couple of businesses whenever you search on there. So we optimize, you know, the company to be placed on that first page.
Got it.
So
okay. Okay. And what is your? Because I still need to develop a website and some things like that as well. I do have the Google listing. I have the call button. I have those things. But for basic information, what is your to link to put my business listing at the top there or near the top? What is your pricing?
Oh, it depends on a couple of factors. And you mentioned, right, the website. We can help you with that if you want a website for you, certainly. But is this something that you wanted today?
Yeah, I do need to get a website going, definitely. And need to, you know, like I said, I have a couple of things that I have to set up, which is, One of which is the website, but to a greater extent is I'm processing the paperwork to reactivate my license, and that will take a couple of weeks still. Because CSLB, you have to operate through the mail and cashier's checks and those sorts of things. So that's what I'm working on with that. But okay, depending on the factors, of course, if it was the most I already had everything set up, what would that be versus if I wanted a full suite of performance options, including a website for myself, what would that be?
Oh, okay. So I'll get my pricing director for you, but you know, it takes, I understand, you know, it takes time for you to get the papers done, but you know, it also takes time for us to place you on that first page. I think it's perfect that you that you get this today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, it gets you a lot of, it takes a lot of factors to consider at the same time to place you on that first page. So it may be the perfect time for you. So let me just ask you, how many years in business is the JDM Electric?
Let's see. Officially got the contractor's license in, I think, 2012, but I've been operating with that name for, gosh, probably over 10 years, 11 or 12 years, I'd say.
Oh, okay. And are you the sole owner, or do you have any partner?
No, I am a sole proprietor, yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, I understand that you don't have any website. But for the service area, how far do you typically travel for a new client? Let's say,
you know what? Depending on how successful a, say, a phone consultation might go to where I believe that it would, you know, convert to sold work, I'm typically willing and able to travel, you know, 20, 25 miles. But I would prefer, because I've been toying with the Google Ads, I have been looking at optimizing my, where I want to show up in searches, because there are many places within 25 miles of me where there's nothing, and then places that have a ton of people and lots of property, lots of commercial real estate. So I'd like to be able to adapt it to specific zip codes, perhaps, that are, seem to be productive for me.
Oh, okay. So you want to be found for like how many miles?
Well, with, you know, for the most part, 20 to 25 miles, but it's difficult when I get a call from someone who needs something very tiny or is not interested in necessarily hiring. So I would say if we did a 10-mile radius, that would probably be ideal for starters.
Okay. 10 miles for is your ideal. Okay.
Yeah, it would be ideal. And I don't know, is there a way to break apart certain zip codes so that it's not simply a circle, but, you know, actually representative of where I'm at in the county and where the places I get the best business from are?
Yes, we can do that. We can we can choose here where you want to be found for the areas. So we're asking for how many miles do you typically travel, or you want the specific areas only using keywords. Okay. And do you do residential or commercial or for both?
Both.
Okay, that's great. And right now you can handle more businesses, right?
Yes, although I need to do the licensure updates that I was talking about before I can engage on certain projects that are larger, et cetera. So, yeah, and what you know, in terms of phone calls and call volume and things like that, what do you guys typically anticipate or tell the people that you're selling your service to expect in terms of, say, calls or something? Because everyone's familiar with the Google Ads thing and how many leads and all that type of stuff for different campaigns. How do you guys compare to that, or are you utilizing that system as well to as part of your, you know, your business?
Oh, you have mentioned the phone calls, right? So is it phone calls for you? You have unlimited phone calls, and we're not, you know, third party. You don't have to pay for every lead that you get from us. The phone calls will directly be on your number. So that's how it goes.
Okay. I understand that. So let's say, I understand it may be difficult to define, but I guess because Google Ads will ask, you know, how many leads per week, and then you can compare that to a conversion rate that is developed based on, you know, metrics through doing the work and seeing if it works and all that. How do you guys compare with, say, spending the same amount of money towards a Google Ads campaign?
Oh,
I guess that's my question.
We have that option, but we more on we have the more on the local map section. We don't do any leads for that. I'll get my director here to explain further for you. Would that work for you, Dominic?
Sure, yeah, thank you.
Okay. One moment here. His name is Marlon. He's going to jump on the line with us. Okay, one moment here.
Hello, good afternoon, Dominic.
Yes, hello, Marlon. Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir, nice to meet you. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my company.